Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com, and get a Grand Isle Fishing Report. Darryl, two questions I keep getting all week. Are the trout in the surf, and is the surf fishable? And number two, how's the crabbing been off the bridges or in the surf?
Well, we got to make this a more than once a week appointment, because it's 2 weeks in a row now. As soon as you come on the air, I've got a trout in my hand. So we need to make
that.
This a
we bring
better.
Ducks, we bring fish, we do it all here.
No, Don, there's a whole lot of fish in the surf. In fact, we had some little rodeos this weekend, the ABC and stuff. There were some 6 and 7 pounders caught in the surf. But those are people that are stouter than me, I guess you'd say, because the surf has not been fishable per se. I mean, they told me they got beat to heck and back doing it because they were standing almost waist deep and getting knocked down by every other wave. So there's been some really good fish in the surf. It's there. We just needed to calm down. And, man, I just got to keep you on the air because here comes another one already. But the crabs, yeah, the crabs have been running great. I don't know so much about the beach because I personally don't like sand crabs. So I stay off of the beach. I'm running traps in the back. So, I mean, I really can't speak about the crabs on the beach.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish are y'all pulling in, specks or white trout?
Yeah, it's specks. No, it's specks. We had our first fish of the morning was a white trout, but other than that, it's been specks. Yeah, it's going to eat pliers. So, I mean, the trout have really kind of gotten a lot more consistent this week. They kind of showed up. You know, we've been having to hunt and peck. They haven't been in our normal spots. But this week, they're kind of showing back up to their normal patterns. And it's been some really good. The biggest problem, if you want to call it a problem, the biggest problem we've had all week has been we've been having to keep track of how many over 20 we've got. It's been some really good fish caught. I think my biggest this week's been a 22. So, I mean, the fish are really starting. We're late. You know, we talked all year long about how it's been inconsistent. But, you know, it's late coming, but, man, they're starting to show up in numbers good now.
That's great. And you're pretty much using the live bait under a cork, or you've been going bottom fishing, or how you've been catching?
I think I used 3 live baits in total yesterday, and so far every fish we've put in the box so far this morning has come off of a jig head with a matrix shad Creole shrimp.
Wow. Well, that's good news. How about redfish? Anybody out there going after reds? Everybody concentrating on the speckled trout while they're hot.
No, Don. There hadn't been a whole lot of redfish action. There have been some reds caught. There's some reds ganging up in around those rocks, in and out of the passes. A whole lot of big bull reds, but also some keeper-sized fish. We've also been, I think the best trip we've had all week, we had 7 flounder in one boat. So the flounder are starting to make their comeback, which is a very good welcome sign. You know, we just hope that it continues. But these days, 7 flounder in one boat on one trip is a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, that's good. The comeback of the flounder, it's a great story. As far as red snapper, I know you don't fish them very much, but what are you hearing?
They're thick. They're thick and everywhere. I mean, everybody that's going out is having no problems catching their limits. You know, it's I mean, what can I say? Red snapper's kind of, you know, we like to call red snapper one of them stupid fish. If you want a challenge, go after mangrove or something like that. But a red snapper, all you got to do pretty much is drop a piece of dirty rag down and they'll bite it. But they've been real thick. I would have suspect here in the coming weeks it might get a little more difficult catching them at the rigs themselves because they're going to get wore out pretty good, you know, getting hit pretty good. You might have to start finding some artificial bottom and that type of stuff. But, yeah, the cobia run continues to be good. And I can tell you I've personally put eyes on 4 or 5 triple tail already this year. They're early, too. Haven't caught them yet because they've been surprised. Pop up and you can't get a bait to them fast enough before. You know, too much movement on the boat. Customers all come running to one spot in the boat to see what you're looking at. And it spooks them and they go away. But the triple tail are early.
What kind of structure are you finding them on? Is it crab floats or something else?
No, Don. We've had a lot of that dead. So with all the south wind, we've had a lot of that dead sargassum grass coming in.
Okay.
And they've been around the pods of that grass, that floating grass.
Yeah, the main problem with them, like you say, is not to spook them before they take off, and then you know, getting them out of whatever structure they're in before they wrap you up. A lot of times it's on a crab trap float with a line going down or a piling or something like that. But I guess fishing them in that grass is probably the best way to get them.
Yeah, and Don, the problem with the ones that I've had is every one of them that I have spotted so far has been while I jumped up on the front deck to put out the trolling motor. And as I jump up there, I'm looking at a triple tail going by the boat. And when I start hollering, give me a ride, give me a ride, give me a ride, everybody comes running to see what it is, and boom, he swims away.
Yeah, it could be exciting. We only saw one on my last trip out to Lake Bourne where this time of year they start coming in over there and kind of did the same thing. We saw him there, and as we approached the float, he went down and disappeared. Sometimes you can catch him down deep if you know, because they don't go very far from the structure.
Yeah, that's the good thing about crab floats. When you get them on a crab float, you got to remember you also have that structure, that crab trap, you know, 5-6 feet away from that float. So usually if they're on a crab float, unless you do something outrageous, they usually don't leave that structure. They may sound. If you got time, you can wait him out, or just start blindly sinking with that sliding cork. Start blindly sinking a shrimp down next to that float, and a lot of times you'll get that bite.
All right, good deal. RealScreamers.com, 225-937-6280. Get back to work, Darryl. Put some more of those trout in the boat.
Well, I'm probably gonna have to. I'm gonna have to hang up and call you back because it seems like every time I get you, they got me on hold waiting on you to get a bite.
Well, we'll have to do that, whatever it takes. Thank you, Darryl.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.